Bucks making it official. Doc Rivers stepping down as Milwaukee Bucks head coach, as we've been reporting was likely. The news release just coming from the Bucks this morning. Doc Rivers has stepped down as head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop.
Every team's going to go through this, and it hurts like crazy, but I still like the team. We're most likely going to get some bad news on Yelich. To further put us down, you know, if you want to.
I don't want to, Murph. That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the Brewers lost their fifth in a row, 8-6 the final, on Sunday afternoon, getting swept by the Washington Nationals. Joined now by host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dominic Catronio. Morning, Dom.
Buenos dias.
Not so good, I guess.
No, I mean, first time in the Pat Murphy era, he's had to deal with a five-game losing streak. I mean, think about that for a second. This is not losing that I think any Brewer fan is used to in the recent 5, 6, 7 years or so. So I think that, first of all, on the Yelich news, we won't know more until tomorrow. It's ironic. I actually was walking out of the ballpark as he was returning from his imaging. So that was kind of funny. He just kind of said, hey, and he said, hey, and move on.
But he didn't tell you?
No, I mean, I'm not out there trying to scoop it or anything like that either. But I think the big thing right now for the Brewers, and I talked about this on my show last night, you know, we all fell in love with Caleb Durbin last season, and Bryce had an epic second half. And, you know, we point out some of these things. Just go back and look at May 24th. Like, this team was still 3 games under .500. Right. Durbin was hitting like .120. Reese Hoskins was the team's leading hitter. Like, I mean, just there's just so much that can still unfold. And there's no reason to abandon ship because the first 15 games have gone a little murky after starting out so hot.
Well, is the murkiness just not warming up just quite yet, or what do you think this is?
It sounds so frustrating, and it sounds so simple, but the injuries are really taking their toll right now. And I think, you know, it's one thing to be like an excuse of like, oh, well, it's an injury. Everyone deals with injury, which is partially true, but nobody, and especially if Yelly's now going to miss extended time, he's never really had a hamstring issue before. So if you are now down 3 everyday players, like, no one has the depth to sustain that. I mean, I'm not trying to say doomsday here, but look at the Braves last year. The Braves dealt with so many injuries. They have so many household names in the baseball world, and they never got going. Now, you would hope that Churio's back by the end of the month. Vaughn's already taking infield drills with a soft cast on right now. He's on like a month timeline. We'll find out Yelly's timeline tomorrow. And then, hey, you know, as simple as it sounds, as blunted as it is, play better. I mean, there are some individual things, individual performances that need to get better.
Well, think about that, Dom. What you just mentioned, how many guys were missing from that offensive lineup, but you scored 6 runs on Sunday. That should do it, especially when your starter goes 6 strong. Bullpen's been a disappointment.
Bullpen has been the big question mark right now, and I openly pondered it on my show last night, too. It's like, okay, hey, you look at the two guys that have had maybe the slowest starts of the leveraged bullpen of Abner Uribe and Angel Serpa. What do they both do? Pitch in the World Baseball Classic. And I know we talked about it all season long. And like, oh, I'm all...
you guys made fun of me.
I'm just saying, it is the equivalent of having a Corvette in your garage in the middle of January, and you want to take it out on the highway immediately and send it up to 120 miles an hour. Like, you just can't do that in January, just like you can't do that in February and March. And I think there's this sort of like, oh, come down and get them back on track. And then furthermore, I think for the way that the Brewers starting pitching in this last week has left this bullpen vulnerable too, because they're going short. The bullpen needs to be used more, and you're in close games, so you want to say, and then the PFP disaster that was Friday night. So it's not a great time right now.
Did they play the Woody situation well yesterday?
It's a bit of both. I can see both sides because
they pulled him early.
Six innings, 70 pitches. You'd think he's absolutely going back out there, especially since he threw 94 against the Red Sox on Monday night. And it seemed as though Pat Murphy was leading on to say, not that Woodruff asked out of the game, but that Woodruff didn't think he could be as effective for that 7th time up. Now, we can talk about pitch count. We can talk about stress pitches. But you talk to pitchers, what's really, you know, the fear and what's really the difficulty is ramping yourself back up for that 7th time. The first time you break through that invisible ceiling is sort of like the, okay, now I'm good. And he has not done that yet in this recovery period. So I could see it both ways, where it's like, oh, yeah, he was dominating. Send him back out there. But then the other side is like, your A bullpen is supposed to get the job done, and they didn't.
Yeah, I have no qualms with the lineup that he was looking at, who he could run out there. I mean, Uribe is supposed to do what he's supposed to do. Et al., right? And also, we just went through this with Murph last week, talking about Mizorowski coming back out for an inning that maybe he shouldn't have. And Murph's point was, as a young pitcher, he's got to know when he can let me know, look, man, if your legs aren't under you, or if right. you're battling a little bit, let me know. We can either work through it or we can replace you. So that doesn't surprise me that Murph made exactly that decision.
Yeah, and he's never going to say, oh, Brandon Woodruff asked to be out of the game. Right. He's trying to do that. And Woody's also not going to try to sit here and say, like, oh, I could have gone back out there. I don't listen to my manager. I could have gone back out. Like, no, he also sort of admitted it post-game too, saying, like, yeah, maybe I could have, but what if that doubt becomes that big inning? Like
then he gets touched
about.
Up, right? And then
now you're in a worse situation for Zerpa or Ashby or Uribe to get in to face James Wood. My goodness, what a series for him. That dude is starting to reach another stratosphere. And sidebar, the Nats, their manager, we go way back to 2014 together on the Cape Cod Baseball League. Oh. So it was really good to see him. And my goodness, he had a fantastic performance this weekend managing.
Isn't he like 14 years old?
He's 33 years old. He's my age, right? Isn't that nuts? Like it's really, really fascinating how fast the Nats have turned this around.
How's the vibe at the stadium with the new jerseys and all that stuff?
I tell you what, I will stand on this take. I think the jerseys are going to be growers. I really do. I think that they look way better in person. I can understand. I can listen to the feedback on Wisco. Like I can listen to that. I'm in the, you know, ballpark of saying like, not my call, but hey, they look great. I love the Barrel Man refresh as much as Vince hates it.
He just creeps me out, Barrel Man.
I love the meaning behind all the colors. I love the subtle details when it comes to like the piping down the pants. The socks are even great. The guys can really get some really fun stuff. And the merch, I mean, that's how it all is these days, right? Everything's
right.
about merch.
Yeah.
There's some great stuff with the bobber. There's some great stuff using that Brewers font script. I think I really do enjoy them. And then we can leave the Wisco stuff up because they're Wisco in three right now in these jerseys.
Well, Wisco in three.
I like that.
Great.
There's one suggestion that we ought to just burn these things. You got sweat on the Nats.
You need to get that first
bing,
win off.
Bing,
your,
bing.
You got to get that first win. Get that monkey off your back ASAP.
Okay. 8:51. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you, guys.